Washington State's Transportation Department still needs more than $1 billion to be able to connect a rebuilt 520 bridge to I-5. But that hasn't stopped the agency from tweaking its designs. Highway users and neighbors of the 520 bridge packed a community center in Montlake last night to air their concerns. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Montlake is one of Seattle's wealthier neighborhoods. It's also a noisy one with a major highway running through it. Neighbors are concerned that a lid proposed to cover up this stretch of 520 near Montlake Boulevard is shrinking.
That lid over the highway would dampen noise and provide pedestrians a connection to the north, toward the University of Washington and the new light rail station set to open in a year and a half. The newest design for 520 cuts nearly half off the length of a lid to the east of Montlake Boulevard. Transportation officials say the shorter lid is smarter. It has more usable green space on top, and they say it won't make Montlake much louder. Art Haug lives in Montlake.
Taking the lid off, I don't know why they do that. I think it's because they spend all the money on the east side.
Haug says the design from Montlake West to Portage Bay needs more work, and not just because he lives there.
This is the hardest problem in the whole thing. This is the only dense urban neighborhood that this whole Redmond to 520 to I-5 goes through.
Frank Buono lives in Portage Bay, where he says 520 is
very, very loud. It's a continuous roar. Noise is a concern, a large concern, and also I would like the bridge, when they built it, to be as least visible as possible.
The new designs include a tall, cabled bridge across Portage Bay and a pedestrian bridge across the Montlake Cut. The concerns of Seattle residents at the busy public meeting were all over the map, from aesthetics to traffic bottlenecks to climate change. Seattle City Council will weigh in on which direction to push the megaproject later this month. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.